Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the shores of Malibu, where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of Las Vegas, where the UFC is happening. We are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about, but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry. We will voice it for you. I'm here with my co-host, TJ DeSantis, and our special guest host, always the wonderful, the sensual, the ever-speaking, the ever-interesting, the ever-affecting, Sammy Phillips. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, Brucey.
Hi. Hi, TJ.
Hey.
Happy holidays, everybody. We're in the midst of it right now. Can we just say happy holidays? I mean, let's be happy about something, right?
You know what, guys? I don't know about you, but I feel like it isn't the holiday season yet, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I haven't subjected myself to a shopping mall or the normal rigmarole that gives me the indicators that, you know, the Christmas season is upon us, but I'm missing something. I don't know exactly what it is, though.
Can I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
You're in a fucking cave. Look at you. You're in a black vortex with no Christmas nothing, no light, no cheer, no holiday. Zilcho.
Where's Santa's elf? I don't even see Santa's elf.
You know what's funny is it's actually really bright in here. It's just all camera lights and trickery that makes it look this dark. But I'm like, there's a moon of a light right here, like in my face.
There's a trick.
That moon is your head, TJ. It's
hey.
Looking pretty strong.
Hey, not very nice.
Oh, come on. You've got a great bald head. I would not look good with a bald head. I think you've got the
you know
perfect
what?
Dome.
Bruce, you're definitely on to something there. There are only a handful of people, I think, that really can rock a straight bald head. And if you have a misshapen head, it's not good. It's a bad look.
No. My head will look good this way, but it won't look good this way. I told you, I can't even wear hats, man. I'll probably look like the Elephant Man walking around.
Hey, I'm curious, Sam. What are your thoughts on bald men as a whole? Because men hold on to their hair for so long, or at least try to, sometimes too long, when I feel like they're fighting a fight that just doesn't need to be fought more often than not.
Here's the deal. I like bald guys. I don't see anything wrong with them. I like to slap and play with their heads, kiss them, rub them, look at them, polish them, wipe
Got
the
it.
Sweat off them.
Got it, Sammy. I think we all have our visions right now. Very good.
But if you actually saw this horror movie many years ago called Phantasm 2.
With
there
you.
There's a scene with me and Reg, the guy who's the star of the movie, one of the stars of the movie. He plays the ice cream man. And we have a sex scene where I'm wearing underwear because, I mean, who has a sex scene that's naked? Nobody. And the motivation, I needed to have motivation for this scene with this older guy. I was younger when I filmed it. And in discussing it with the director and talking with the guy, I'm like, huh, like what's the thing between me and this man? I love bald heads. I love bald heads. And that was my gig in the movie. Hence, that fantastic, very famous scene. And in real life, I too like men with bald heads.
There we go. You make Bruce Willis very proud. And TJ, of course.
Hey, I'm feeling better about myself now. Thanks for that, Sam.
Okay. One question. Is it true that men with bald heads have lots and lots of body hair?
Ooh. I don't know about that. The thing that I have heard about men, no, I don't think that's
I'm
really.
Bald man. I'm asking the bald man in the room.
So, oh, okay. Yeah, so, TJ, you answer.
I have a fair amount of chest hair, but I'm not like a very hairy arm and leg kind of guy. So
what I do hear about
no back
bald
hair,
men,
no back hair really.
what I heard about bald men, or what I read one time, we were doing our, you know, the old SNR show, it came up one time, is that they're very virile, high testosterone levels, supposedly. More virile than men with hair.
Isn't that what it's supposed to be, Bruce? Like, if you are bald, that's because your body creates more testosterone than it's supposed to, or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I mean.
If that's true, I don't know why I'm not jacked then. But I don't.
I was gonna say, why don't you have more children?
Ask his wife.
No.
Ask his wife. Don't ask TJ.
No. Strategy is how I don't have more children. Let me just tell you that. Planning. Preparation.
Save the bank account.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Speaking of children, speaking of relationships, I had a pretty active day yesterday. We all know about Cameo, right? We know what the Cameo.com videos that I do, which I do a ton of. I get a lot of orders at my Cameo.com webpage, as well as BruceBuffer.com. We talk about it all the time on the show. I'm inundated having the biggest month ever doing all the holiday videos for everybody, which I love to do. I got a request the other day. Or last week, I forget. And the request was from a man who wrote in a request on Cameo, which only gives you a very short amount of characters to write. So the script appears on your phone, the order appears on your phone, and you film it or decline it. Now, he just said, in so many words, I'd like you to say 5 words in your exciting way for my girlfriend. Well, the thing that he wanted me to say was, and again, I might not have this correct, it's time, Kaylee, to move on, right? Which I did. I happened to be filming other videos. I was in my tuxedo, and I was just before the show. It was last Saturday before the UFC 256. And I did it in my hotel room, and I gave it the big bravado, and I gave it all the excitement because I thought it could have been move on to another house, move on to another job, move on to a car.
Did you just break up with someone?
So what happened was, and it occurred to me that he could be breaking up with his girlfriend, and it just didn't seem that. So I made it as entertaining as possible. Okay?
Right.
Now I learned a lesson because somebody released the video saying Bruce Buffer helping the guy break up with his girlfriend or whatever.
Oh, no.
It suddenly goes viral. It appears in the New York Post. It appears in USA Today. It appears in Australia. It appears in the Star in London, UK, the Inquirer type paper over there. So now it's like I'm doing breakup videos, and people are getting a big kick out of it. But the thing is, that is not me. Okay, let me just have this say. That is not me.
Yeah.
I will not do any breakup videos. Don't ask me to. I won't be doing divorce videos. I just don't do that. But this one slipped through the cracks. As a result, TMZ had me on yesterday and gave me a chance to talk about it and explain that that's just, you know, the way it is.
So, Bruce, let me vouch for you a little bit here. We've been working together 11, 12 years, something along those lines. And,
yes.
You know, we've had conversations on and off the air where you have straight up said, no, I'm not, even in private sort of deals where it wouldn't be released to the public. You've said, look, I'm not comfortable associating myself with this. You are a man in my experience that has a true heart of gold and really doesn't want to offend anyone. And I firmly believe that when something like this gets through the cracks, it's not, I'm going to go do this. And then if it ends up biting me in the ass, I'm going to backpedal and try to get myself out of it. That's not who you are. You would turn down sizable amount of money to make sure that you are doing what you believe is the right thing. And no offense to your price point on Cameo. I'm sure you're getting a nice, healthy sum. But at the same time, there's no amount that anybody's going to give you on Cameo that would make you compromise your beliefs. So as someone who knows you fairly well, Bruce, let me just sign here and say, look, you know, one gets past the goalie every so often. Unfortunately, this is one of those times.
It's one of those times. And I thank you, TJ. I appreciate your kind words because you're absolutely correct. So for those of you that want to order videos through BruceBuffer.com or Cameo, no breakup videos. And if I question any video, I'm going to write back and have you define exactly what it's for. Otherwise, happy to do them. I'm filming tons of them every day and happy to make everybody as happy as I possibly can. Thank you to Harvey and TMZ for clearing that up for me. They even said, too, they knew that obviously they slipped it through.
Right.
So you can go to TMZ or you can go look on Twitter and you can catch the video of me and them. It's really very funny. But here's the cool thing. After we talked about this, they took it upon themselves to talk. Right, Sammy, you saw the video about Puncher's Chance, Bourbon?
Oh, yeah. They gave you such a great plug.
oh, it was incredible. You know, it's like, that's the kind of advertising that would cost a tremendous amount of money. And thank you, TMZ, for being cool about that and giving me a really cool promotion. And all I can tell you is Puncher's Chance, while we're on the subject, is selling like hotcakes for the holidays. People are buying it for gifts. We have one store in Florida. We're in the Winn-Dixie chain store in Florida, which is 240 stores as an example.
That's huge.
And it's huge. And in Riverview, Florida, they have a Winn-Dixie store. Guys, they have ordered 27 cases in just 3 weeks.
Wow.
27, selling like crazies.
Hey, so real quick, going back to this poor young lady, I think you said her name was Kaylee.
Kaylee, yes.
Let's put this out there. First off, if you don't comp her a bottle of Puncher's Chance, I'll buy her a bottle of Puncher's Chance.
But she's going to need a bottle.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Hey, if Kaylee is somehow listening or somebody knows who Kaylee is.
Yeah, APB.
Kaylee, write me through my website, brucebuffer.com. Okay, and I have a couple questions to be sure that you're the Kaylee we're talking about, so it can't just be anybody. But if you happen to be the Kaylee that we're talking about, I am going to give you a free video of your choice.
Right.
And you have a gift from me. Write me, and you will get it. Okay, I'll give you the best Christmas introduction you ever had, because Kaylee, all I do is wish you the best. I'm not going to say I'm sorry, because I had no idea what I was doing. There's nothing to be sorry about, but I will be happy to give you a Christmas gift if you contact me.
Maybe I'm overstepping my bounds here. I do believe my role as producer here, but let's let Kaylee like co-host a show, or at least do a segment, and maybe fire back just a little bit within reason. You know, don't destroy this gentleman, but. I think she should get her 15 minutes here on this program.
Done. That actually is not a bad idea. And, you know, we'll have Sammy on when that happens, too, because you'd be a good counterpart to that one. Kaylee, again, anybody knows who Kaylee is?
Yeah.
Kaylee, you're listening. You get a free video. You get to be on the show. It's time to make you famous. I think you already are.
And a bottle of Puncher's Chance. All of a sudden, this is a great time to be Kaylee.
Yeah, that's a better gift than giving some of my best friends. That's very cool. Very cool.
There we go.
All right, there we go. So Puncher's Chance for everybody. Get your holiday gifts. Get out there. And what can I say? Very excited about that. Sammy, we're in Christmas. There's a lot going on. We're going to talk UFC and stories. But listen, as usual, we're forced to talk about COVID because so much is going on. A little couple updates before we start the COVID talk. We have reached a record cases daily. It's happening daily, breaking records. There's over 300,000 people dead now in the United States. We had over 1 million cases just in the last day, if I heard that correctly this morning. I won't say where I heard it because I don't want to go into crap about news sources. News is news. Now, one of the big things that's an issue here.
Bruce,
I know.
News
that's
isn't
news. About it before.
News
we talked about
yeah,
it before.
But you feel the source was a reputable source?
CNN. You want to argue with CNN?
No, that's fine. I mean, the reason I asked is because I'm inundated with stuff on Facebook where people are debating and pointing to fact and source, and it's like, that's a blog. You know, that's a right-wing, pretty radical
CNN.
Blog. But no, CNN is legit. They have a little bit of bias, but that's a real news source.
Exactly. Here's the thing. California, of course, they issued recently the regional stay-at-home order. And the problem is in hospitals now in California, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They're almost full.
I know.
They're almost at 100% capacity right now. I mean, you might argue this the lockdown, but we are at almost 100% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is getting closer to me personally. I don't know how you guys are dealing with it, but between the UFC issues that they have with fighters occasionally and other people, you know, being in the bubble, and we've all heard about stuff that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I've had friends who had friends that have died or been seriously sick. I have personal friends that have been sick that got through it. Some have after effects. Some don't. They got through it 100%. I just had another very close friend of mine. They even told me before she went down to this affair, her best friend was having a birthday party, was going to have 7 or 8 girls over for a relatively COVID-safe environment. 17 people showed up. 3 days later, the number could be larger now, but 4 or 5 of them are sick, including my friend, who is now in quarantine. And it's been rough. The fever, the headaches, the body aches, the dizziness, all that comes through. She'll get through it. She's in amazing shape. She's very healthy. I'm sure she'll be fine. But the biggest thing that scares me, guys, about getting this, I feel like I could get through it. Obviously, the danger of giving it to my mother, as we all worry about our parents and such, that's my number one priority. I'm I will always put myself in front of my mom and take the bullet. But it's the after effects.
Mm-hmm.
The after effects are what scares me. We hear about these dangers of the heart enlargement in athletes, the neurological damage, God forbid, lung membrane damage, all that. I am still, I don't care what's going on, I am still being as safe as possible and doing what we need to do. And what I'm asking you guys is, we're going to go into the vaccine here. The vaccine's being issued now. Now, of course, it's going to go to the elderly. It's going to go to the people that need it, the frontline workers. They're even talking about, you know, people that clean up, you know, because offices and stuff, you know, maid services. Or, I don't know if that goes down to maid services or whatever, cleaning lady, cleaning person services. But we'll probably a few months until we can have access to it.
Right.
Question to you is now, I'll give you my answer real quick. It's like an iPhone to me. I want to see how it works over the first few months and just continue to practice my safety and protocol, or maybe just go ahead and get it. But even my doctor, who is a very COVID knowledgeable doctor, says it's, the jury's still out. People don't know what the long-term effects of the vaccine are, much less the long-term effects of this. Question, are you going to get the vaccine? I mean, I want to get it. Are you going to get it?
I'll let Sam have the floor first.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah, Sammy, ladies first. Come on.
I'm not really rushing to go get the shot. I have sort of an opinion about shots of that nature. I don't like them. I haven't gotten a flu shot in so many years. And the last time I did get a flu shot, I got the flu. I got the flu when I got the shot, and then I got the flu after the shot. So I'm not a big fan of introducing foreign substances and things, viruses and diseases into my body to create an antibody, because things morph and change and merge and become a different strain and
right.
et cetera, et cetera. And I'm just kind of not into it.
Do you know, Sammy, you say that you got the flu shot and then you got the flu. Did you actually get tested for the flu? Did you have influenza A or B, or did you just get sick?
I got really sick.
Okay.
I got
you don't know if that's the flu or not. So, like, for example, back in May, I got really sick. Like, I thought I had COVID. I went to the doctor and I got tested. They gave me an influenza A and B test and a COVID test, and all came back negative. Now, barring a false negative, I wasn't sick with any of those known ailments, but I sure as hell felt sick. I had a temperature of 103. I couldn't sleep for 2 days. But they said, no, it's just another sort of virus.
And was that a flu shot? And you had a flu shot?
I get a flu shot every year, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't prevent you from getting it. This is not going to prevent you from getting it. It's going to prevent you from getting the serious effects of it.
But again, I didn't get the flu. I had a flu shot, and I still got sick. I think a lot of people think that if you have a fever and the body aches and stuff, that, oh, you got the flu. No, you could have gotten any number of viruses or another influenza sort of virus. But the bottom line is, I think that we only increase our chances of not getting the flu by like 30% or 40% when you get a flu vaccine. So, you know, for some people, it's peace of mind. For others, you know, if I had to pay for the flu shot, guys, I probably wouldn't do it. I get it free through my insurance.
But it's only $35. It's not expensive.
Yeah. I mean, but $35 for me to increase my chances of not getting it only by, you know, 40% or so. I mean, I very rarely get the flu.
I'm with you on that. I'm against you on that, though. I'll always get the flu shot.
Sure.
I always have, because of the international travel. And again, it doesn't prevent you from getting it. You can get it. You just don't want to get it severe.
But have you ever had the flu? So I had the flu one time.
Yeah, I've had it.
Like you got tested and it came back positive for the flu.
When I had it?
Yeah. Did you get tested? Because unless you got tested and it was confirmed.
It's been so long since I've had the, knock on wood, I hate talking about this because I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
It's been so long I've had the flu and I don't remember. I just know the doctor diagnosed me with the flu. So maybe I did.
So if the doctor diagnosed you with the flu, then you probably took the test. I've had the flu one time in my life. And guys, I thought I was going to die. I went to the hospital, was there for a day and a half, was on an IV. Like it was terrible.
That's bad.
But I've also been sick a bunch of times where I'm at home and, you know, I throw up and I get the chills and I get past it in a day. I don't know if that's the flu or not. But
No. That's one of those 24-hour bugs. But let me go back into this a little bit. The vaccine, okay, does not mean that you're not going to get it. Okay,
right.
You can still get it. Yep. It doesn't mean that you can't, after it's over, from what I've researched here, and again, quote me if I'm wrong, or in the future if it comes out different, it doesn't mean that you can't attract it after you've had the vaccine or after you've even had COVID.
We don't know.
And you can still be a spreader.
Right.
So here's the thing. Getting a vaccine, does that mean we won't need to wear a mask? No, we do need to wear a mask. Maybe not forever, but definitely longer. It's estimated that 70% of Americans have to be vaccinated before we get to a potential herd immunity through vaccination. That means 230 million Americans have to get the vaccine, right?
Right.
And it's a double dose vaccine. This is going to take time.
Right.
Okay. So realize it's going to take time. Get it if you can get it, if that's your choice. Keep wearing your mask and practicing the safety and protocol, because again, as it is now and as it will be in the future, it's not just about you.
Right.
It's about the people around you.
Right.
Okay.
What I'll say, Bruce, on the vaccine front is there's going to be a lot of time before it's even readily available to us. In that time, I have a feeling that we're going to learn more and more about it. And another thing, too, is for me, I'm not in a rush to go get the vaccine, guys, because even if I got the vaccine, it's not really going to change the way that I go out in public. I will still continue to wear the mask. I will still, you know, wash my hands and be, you know, as vigilant as possible about not getting sick. I think a lot of people, for whatever reason, think, oh, I'll get the vaccine and then I'm impervious. And, you know, I've talked to people. We talked to Dr. Davidson in the past, Bruce, too, where when you get COVID-19, we believe that there's a period of immunity, but we don't know for how long. I think the rough estimate has been 3 months. I've heard anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And also, too, we're talking about COVID-19, which is, you know, the coronavirus, novel coronavirus from 2019. I assume this is going to evolve. I assume this is going to change.
They've already said it will be.
Right. So the vaccine is also something that is going to have to change.
It'll have to change each year, the same way flu vaccines change each year as we go forward. Listen, we're in this situation. It isn't going away soon.
Right.
So, and I know I'm tired of being the bearer of bad news. I'm just the bearer of reality news. And that's the way it is. Let me give you another example.
Real quick, before you get away from it, the one thing that you said, Bruce, is the one thing that I'm very afraid of more than anything. It's not so much getting COVID-19 today and potentially dying from COVID-19 today. It's getting the virus, getting past the virus, and then finding out down the road the long-term effects that it has on our bodies. That's what's really scary to me, is even if you get the coronavirus and you know, get through it, it doesn't mean you're out of the woods yet. And Dr. Davidson even said that, like, if people are still suffering the ill effects of COVID-19 following, you know, their body defeating the virus, we don't totally know if you're ever going to get better or if you won't get better. It's just so much a hurry up and wait. And I think that's sort of what you're talking about with this vaccine is time will tell. I guess I'm just biding my time, because first off, I can't take the vaccine today, even if I wanted to. Second, by the time it's available to me, I'm sure we'll have so much more information than we
already know. Exactly. And as an example, case in point, I'm with you on that. My friend who I was talking to, who is very healthy, the biggest fear they have, and they even stop going on the internet reading about the after effects, that's the biggest fear they have. Because just like anything, when you have that untold enemy, you don't know where it's coming from, it can get you at any time. That's the fearful part, because we don't have an answer to that. Let me give you another situation here that occurred. We all know that we're not supposed to be in group events, right? So Christmas parties, everything, they're all coming down to family, you know, be with your immediate family, the people you know that hopefully are COVID-free. They had an incident here. They had a Santa Claus in Georgia, right? And the Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus came out. The Santa parade and photo op in Georgia last Thursday now may have exposed up to 50 children to COVID-19 because both Santa and his wife, who posed as Santa and Mrs. Claus, both tested positive for COVID 2 days later. That's how fast this thing happens. That's horrible. That's the Christmas gift that I hope doesn't keep on giving, you know? Crazy.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. Where's Charles Barkley when we need him? Yeah, terrible. Now, Sammy, here's something that might be up your alley. I'm not saying anything. You know what the biggest thing happening is? underground sex parties are springing up all over the place due to COVID. It's like a secret.
I throw them all the time. Yeah, no, you're talking.
Yeah, I know. You're always there. You probably just got back from one. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, we spend half the show like just getting all the people out of Sam's place before we go on the air from the night before. They're just left over. Like, yeah, now Sam's throwing all the parties.
Gotta go home, kids.
Right.
Time to leave.
Yeah. She's like, oh, they're here fixing the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were.
Well, there's basically, listen, they've had 158 people that have been arrested in LA County so far for underground sex swingers parties.
That's crazy.
Who the hell is going to go to a swingers party, a mass orgy or whatever, as much fun as that could be for the people that love it in this day and age? I mean, are people actually that stupid?
Yes.
Or are they actually that horny? Or is it both?
It's both, Bruce. I think the fact that people are shut in for as long as they have been. And, you know, what's going to happen after you've been indoors for a little too long? You're going to get a little, you know, randy. You're going to want to, you know, be more active than your environment suggests. And, I mean, you know, more often than not, people just don't think and they go out and do things. And then, unfortunately, they're parts of stories like this here on It's Time.
When in doubt, practice self-love. Get good at it so you don't have to leave the house unless completely necessary. Probably the best choice. Sammy, is there an increase in the porno industry's revenue and all from people home watching porn? And I know it's all changed. I don't know how these things – there's so many free sites, and I'm not a porn watcher, as we know. But is there an increase in the demand and all from people being home and you know, doing whatever they got to do?
From the kids that stay here – because I occasionally have an adult model or two cruising on through the house.
For the parties.
For the party, yes, for the big sex parties that I have, you know. But but what the kids are saying is if they were smart enough to jump on the OnlyFans train prior to the lockdown,
yeah,
they made a fucking killing.
Yep.
What is that, where you pay like a monthly fee or something?
So... yes. So with OnlyFans, you pay a monthly fee. Some kids have it set at like $5 a month. Some kids have it set at $20 a month, which is silly.
What do you mean then, kids? You keep saying kids.
She means people younger than her.
Terminology. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't mean children. Jesus
Obviously,
Christ.
Obviously.
Well, I was like a teenager, so I don't know what you mean.
You know, the kids.
Right.
The kids that stay here.
These damn kids these days.
Adult children.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have your monthly subscription fee, and then you offer free content. So they'll post a picture of themselves and they'll email it out to everybody and everybody gets this free content and then they upsell you. So they'll do like a little clip of a solo masturbation video and then you can actually buy the entire masturbation video for $5 or however much they want to charge per video.
Mm-hmm. So, What is that? A self, like teaching somebody how to do that? Or I missed
teach,
that.
No, Bruce.
Oh, they're doing it. They're doing it. Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay, got it.
It's not instructional.
A child is masturbating themselves and you purchase it on their OnlyFans. And the only way you know is because you subscribe to them.
Yeah. Hey, getting back to that story about people maybe being a little more risque than normal. Sam, I don't know if you have any of this information, but I got to assume that the toy business has got to be booming right now. You know, people getting a little more risque with themselves at home. Maybe they're making some purchases online.
Maybe. But then again, this is, you know, a lot of people are jobless, homeless. Unemployment is up. I would say if this is a smart person, that they would find things around their home to hang out with. Like... there's all kinds of handy dandy things around your house that you can use in place of your actual hand.
Oh God, Sammy, I have to ask. Just give me two examples of the top prime around the home gadgets for self-love. Go ahead.
Well, your bed is awfully inviting. You can hump your pillows. You can make like a pillow thing and hump your pillows. Another thing that you can do. Oh, there's so many things you can fucking
do. Are we talking for men or women?
I'm talking about for a man. You make a pillow crevice that you hump. You hump it. You hump a pillow. And, you know.
That sounds terrible. That sounds terrible.
It works. I've known men to do it.
All right, number two.
You can also sandwich your penis in between your couch cushions.
Have you ever heard of rug burn? Like, what are you talking about?
If you have a nice soft couch, it works.
Better be a nice soft couch. That's all I can say. You certainly don't want to have to lubricate your cushions.
No. And there are all kinds of things that you can put in plastic bags and put around your penis. You can everything from like SpaghettiOs to...
SpaghettiOs?
To SpaghettiOs? Is that what you just said? What about a sock? Isn't that the old story, the sock?
Again, do you guys...
Another thing, put on a plastic glove on your not dominant hand and then jerk yourself off. Then it's totally like not you doing it.
All I'm hearing...
You put a little face on it, Sammy, kind of like one of those faces, so it's staring at you with the eyes.
No, Bruce. No, you don't do that. Second off, all I'm hearing is a great way to like rub yourself raw and not feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Oh gosh, there's so much to do, guys.
Forget about the men.
You
give
lost
me, the top
me at
two for, top two household aspects of help for women.
Oh so, God, Jesus Christ, that
two,
is
just
never
two.
Ending.
Two tops.
Oh, really?
Just two.
Okay. Really? Okay. The faucet of your bathtub, let the water right onto your clit.
Yeah, that's an old adage. Yeah.
Yeah. Duh. A toothbrush, electric toothbrush. But then here's other ones. Like there's the spoon trick.
I can't. Okay. I can't do this anymore. This is what I do for a living. What the hell is happening?
Is that like when you hang the spoon from your chin? What is that?
Hold on.
Oh, she's gone now. Oh no.
Oh God. If we're gonna get a video here, this is gonna go viral.
This is becoming DIY. Oh my God. All right.
Go ahead, give it to us, Sammy.
So
or don't.
So pretend this is a vagina. Right there.
Right.
Great. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's nice and it feels cold and you can even put it in the freezer.
All right. We're getting kicked off YouTube.
I think the tips today of these are going to be very well accepted. Okay,
and,
cool.
And also fruits and vegetables, as long as there's not much sugar. Sugar will cause yeast infections, so it's not like you really want to stick a popsicle up there. You know, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. Anything that vibrates, anything, your cell phone, put it on zzz, alarm, anything, anywhere. Oh,
I'm never touching your cell phone ever again, Sam. Like if we're in the same room and you ask me to hand it to you, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
It's all sanitized. Another thing, if you have any railings in your house, like a staircase, up and down that staircase, the railing.
Hey, Sam, how'd you break your leg? I don't want to talk about it.
No,
Sammy Phillips, everybody. If you want your holiday cheer when you're coming down to see your gifts on Christmas, hop on the rail. It'll be a lot of fun on the way down.
Don't hold on to the railing when you go upstairs at Sam's.
All right, guys, let's move on from this one.
Please.
This is reminiscent of our old SNR days. And Sammy, God loves, I love having you on the show. Thank you. Listen, guys, we're also talking about the fact that people are out of work. And whether they're going up and down banisters to make them feel better when they can't go to work during the day, that's their prerogative, of course. But right now, it looks like after the $2,000 monthly rents, you know, all the things go on, it looks like 14 million households now, after these protections expire, these government protections, are at risk of eviction. 14 million households are at risk of eviction.
That's crazy. When you think about that, 14 million times two, you know, if it's just at least two people, that's 28 million people are going to be homeless. And that's one thing I've noticed, guys. I don't know if you've noticed it when you're out and about, is I've seen some people that are, you know, on the street, you know, with their signs on the corners. There are a lot of people out there more recently that look newer to that sort of situation, which, I mean, it's sad when anyone is out trying to ask for spare change and money just to, you know, get a warm meal and get some shelter. But I have noticed the people that are out there seem to be newer to that situation than more often what we're used to.
Right now, the homeless situation, I don't know about elsewhere, but I'm sure it's bad everywhere. Right now in Los Angeles, like down at Gold's Gym that I used to go to, which is closed, it's all tent. It's tent city now. Venice is tent city. It's just it's crazy, you know, crazy.
Sammy, I was on the Wait, listen, I was on the freeway the other day getting off, you know, and you come off the freeway and you're at a light and there's always a homeless person standing there asking for money. And it was, you know, like, I don't know, 30 something year old guy, and his sign. Oh, Jesus. Sorry. His sign literally. Sorry. His sign literally said, just hungry. Just hungry.
That's
it.
Horribly sad.
This man was just fucking hungry.
Yeah.
I looked at my bag. I was going to pull out a dollar. I only had a $10 bill. That man needed that $10 way more than I did.
For sure.
Did he have a mask on? I have to ask, did he have a mask on? Did you hand it to him? Did you get close to him?
I was in my car.
You have to roll down the window. He's got to come over and pick it up and breathe on you. Did he have a mask on? No, did you hand it to him?
I literally handed it like this. I handed.
Okay. She still hasn't answered the question. Did he have a mask on?
Did he have a mask on?
Honestly, I don't remember, but that's not going to be a reason for me not to give 100%. A guy fucking money.
I understand, but you get close and somebody doesn't mask, you're risking yourself.
Listen, hang on. I cleaned. I have a big ass thing of Purell right there in my car.
Yeah.
I didn't breathe. I fucking rolled up, rolled down. Here you go. Then same day, I came off the freeway again, and there was yet another person, not with a simple sign like that, just a person. And I do believe that person did have a mask. And all I had was a bunch of change in my bag and a mask. So I put it in the mask, all this change, and I put it out of my window, and he just captured it and said, God bless.
Good.
Very nice. Very nice, Sam. Sammy.
I think, guys, there are two things that someone can say to me that will make me melt and give them all the money I have on me. And one is, as you mentioned, Sam, them being hungry, just hungry. And the other is being cold. And I think those are two hardships in life that we all know what it is like to be cold and hungry. And when you are cold and hungry and there's no reprieve from either, man, it is a tough situation to be in. And right now, during a pandemic, I just feel really bad for the less fortunate. And yeah, you know, if you're out there and you're in a means, you know, situation where you have the means to buy someone a meal, just do it. You got to do it.
Yeah. You know what? It's all about paying it forward a little bit just now. Paying it forward is a little different because we got to practice safety and protocol even when you're paying it forward. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Reason not to pay it forward, but practice your safety and protocol.
That's one thing I will say, like the paying it forward in the terms of like going through the Starbucks and getting a coffee and then paying for the people behind you. I understand that sentiment, and it's great. But everyone going through that line to get a Starbucks, they all have the means to get a cup of coffee. If you really want to make a difference and change someone's life, I really think it's a better time now more than ever to go be charitable and do so through the various outlets. I saw a story that said, some of the Toys for Tots funds that give presents to the less fortunate children and families that are in, you know, economic hardship, they're having a real hard time getting things because of COVID, because you can't bring things to Goodwill right now, guys. If you want to donate things to Goodwill, Goodwill will not accept it. I feel really bad for those sort of charities and families that have sort of called upon those charities to make Christmases for their kids, you know, good. The resources are not coming in like they normally do in years past.
Yep, I'm with you. I am with you. All right, I'm gonna move this on a little bit, guys. Right now, Sammy, you're probably familiar. And again, paying it forward. We just talked about a wonderful thing to do, but just be it safe. I'm not trying to cut this off. We have a time limit here. Sammy, in your partying days and my partying days, not that, you know, we wouldn't party now, but we're not partying now. Let's put it that way. I used to have a guy who lived up the street from me when I had my beach house in the marina. And, he also had a big place in Malibu. We had parties at, and I'm sure I'm going to mention the name, and I'm going to venture to guess you're going to know him right away. Fashion mogul, Peter Nygaard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just got arrested, Sammy. I know you've probably been at this guy's house and party. This guy was a big partier here in L.A. He's a Canadian fashion mogul. For people that don't know, Peter Nygaard used to throw.
I know who he is, but I don't know him. Like, I don't know him.
He just got arrested like Epstein. trafficking and sexually assaulting dozens of teenage girls and women. He owns a modeling agency, and he's under the Extradition Act. He's in Winnipeg right now. He got in court on Tuesday afternoon. Several plaintiffs in the suit say they were 14 and 15 when he gave them alcohol, drugs, and raped them. Promises of at his home, at his estate in the Bahamas, sounds similar, and promises of modeling opportunities. 57 women, including 18 Canadians, have now joined the lawsuit. He's 79 years old. Done.
How does it get out of hand? Like, I mean, the thing that is so alarming about the Epstein stuff is there were people that were essentially, I don't want to say outright accomplices, but they were guilty because they weren't speaking up. Like, these things happen, and they continue to happen because people don't do the right thing and report it. And that's what's really hard. I mean, obviously, these people at the center of it are disgusting individuals, but the people that are around them that aren't, you know, doing what is the human thing to do in, you know, breaking the silence, it's so befuddling to me how these things go on and get this deep, Bruce, because it just takes one person to go raise the alarm.
Absolutely. When you see as many as 57 people come forward, there's got to be, in my guesstimation, definitely some truth to the issue.
Uh-oh.
If you know what I'm saying.
I think Sam just ID'd one of the partiers from last night that have yet to leave. So she's kicking him out.
Hey, TJ, while Sammy's there, Sammy, can you hear?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. So did you guys see this video that went viral of this asshole coach of a youth football team slapping around the kids, one in particular?
No.
Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
It was horrible. It was, I mean, we're talking kids. I forget exactly how old they are. Let me see here. 9 years old, right? He smacked a 9-year-old twice in the head. I'm talking hard, okay? Based on his
helmet on or off?
Helmet on. Uh-huh. Helmet on. But
doesn't make any difference, but no.
Yeah. It'll be tough for prosecutors to get a conviction without a cooperating victim in the case, but the coach issued an apology. Okay, great. You can apologize so much. There's got to be some repercussions here.
Yeah.
Even LeBron James, Bruce Smith, the ex-football star, Shannon Sharpe, more have all come out against this guy. And rightfully so, he's going to be charged with child abuse, and he damn well should be.
100%.
Right? Wherever it goes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't care how old the kid is. I don't care how, you know, the helmet being on or off. You as a coach in a youth situation cannot lay your hand on a child, and especially now when we are so conscious about you know, head trauma and brain injuries, Bruce. Like, again, going back to the idea of the helmet being on, like, we're finding out that any hit to the head, whether you have a helmet on or not, is detrimental to a human's long-term health. And you know, I haven't seen the video. I don't know how hard he hit the kid, but it doesn't matter. He needs to be not only, you know, punished in a court of law, but he should have nothing to do with youth sports moving forward whatsoever.
Well, it's like, for instance, last week we talked about that football player that ran on a field and threw a block into a referee.
Right.
Who then rejected him from the game.
Right.
Well, he's just been banned from high school sports forever.
He should be.
So this individual should be banned. And also, he should spend at least about 10 minutes in the room with the kid's father.
Right.
That's what I would like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. All right. With that being said, the Cleveland Indians now are planning to change their name. The Cleveland Indians are not going to be the Cleveland Indians anymore. I'm not sure what they're going to go by. Washington, of course, just calls themselves the Washington football team. But the Cleveland Indians are going to follow suit. They're dropping the Indians' name. They've had it since 1915, and they're starting a process of trying to figure out what to adopt as a new choice.
Looking at Cleveland, they've had a long AAA team that has been, I think, in a variety of systems. I think the Yankees system as well as the Cleveland system. But they're called the Columbus Clippers, and I would love if Cleveland would adopt their name and you know, maybe try to buy that out, because that's a fantastic minor league franchise. Here's my thing, guys. Like, I don't know how a race of people was ever thought to be a good idea as a team's mascot. Like the Fighting Irish. Like, I mean, not too many people are offended by Notre Dame and the Fighting Irish, but, like, again, like, why? Like, why would you, you would never think to be like, ah, we're going to be the Los Angeles Italians. Like, why would you ever do that? I don't understand. It's weird to me. It's antiquated.
When these, again, we're going back to 1915. So it's all about things. I don't know what that is.
That's Sam's computer. It's fine.
I do not make the notification noise stop.
That's fine.
It's all right, Sammy. It's all right. We let you talk about the spoon. We let you talk about the spoon. We'll let you make noises out of your computer. Okay. Hey, Tom Cruise is filming Mission Impossible 7. He went off just like the man that plays Batman. I forget his name. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now. That went off on the crew member one time, but he went off.
Christian Bale.
That scene. He went off with, you know, cursing everything. Went off on his crew. He checks the sets every morning, they say, to make sure everything's COVID safe. Members were not standing 6 feet apart. Basically, he said, if you do it again, you're effing gone.
Who is this?
Tom Cruise on Mission Impossible 7 set. He's a very conscientious worker. He follows, from everything I've read and seen, he is into everything happening on the set. He throws his work and his whole body and soul into his movies. He wants to get through this and show Hollywood they can film a big money production like Mission Impossible 7 in these COVID times. Because let's face it, what is Hollywood going to be like in a year? I mean, if you want to talk about a suffering industry.
We've already run into it, Bruce. I mean, we're coming up on, a spring season that's not going to have any new television shows. Like, the way that these big productions have had to minimize things, it's a good thing Netflix has as many things as it does for us to binge watch, because newer television series and big blockbuster films, they're going to be, you know, searching for titles that just aren't there because of COVID.
Agreed. And while we're on the subject on TV, I started watching a show with Bryan Cranston, that fine actor.
Yeah. Is this the judge show?
It's called Your Honor.
Yeah. I've been meaning to watch it. Is it good?
Wow. Watch the first segment and you're going to be glued. It's going to start off a little slow.
Right.
And then it's going to bang you till the end. And you're going to be, I can't wait to watch the next segment. Check it out in Showtime.
How dark is it? Because watching the promo, it felt very Breaking Bad like as far as like the tone.
It's got a complete original flair and feel to it. An original story, one that will affect you. And it'll keep you on the edge of your seat. That's all I'm going to tell you. Watch it.
With that said, let me make another suggestion. Did you watch The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah. Well, not religiously, but right, yes. But I liked it.
Do you remember the actor Callie Cuoco? She's in the
Big Bang. Yeah.
Yeah. She has a role on the HBO series called The Flight Attendant. And it is awesome. It is a drama, but it has some very comedic elements to it. It's worth a binge if you want to go down that rabbit hole. Every episode's like between 30 and 45 minutes. Fantastic little way to spend your afternoon.
Cool. I'll check it out. On to some collectible news here. Thanks, TJ. Stephen Curry.
Mm-hmm.
His rookie card. Again, we go to the crazy. It's a modern day card. It's called a Panini Treasure Card, Century Gold. Signed by Curry as an autograph rookie card. How much do you think this cardboard piece sold for?
How many are in existence?
It doesn't say.
I don't know.
Very few. Very few. I'll save you the trouble. $616,000.
Again, I just, so like, here's my thing. Is it a card that was made after he finally was like getting success? Because like,
It's 2009, 2010.
Right. But here's my thing. There are certain card companies that will go and, quote unquote, make a rookie card after that rookie has, like, made the all-star team. You know what I mean?
No. Like, before. That's where the value comes in. Because you're talking about what could be classified as a commemorative card.
Sure.
This is an original card, rookie card, one of his rookie cards. Obviously limited, maybe one or two, if not one. It's out there. It got sold. Goes with this long list of six-figure cards selling for LeBron James and Brady and everybody.
See, I get dubious of the idea that, like, let's say Steph Curry doesn't become a big deal, right? Why would they ever make one rookie card of Steph Curry? Like,
I can't.
You see what I'm saying? Like, are there one rookie cards of dudes that didn't become fantastic players? Like, it seems very
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess you'd need to show me one. Because I don't know. I don't.
If you ever make it over to Buffer Manor, I'll show you a bunch of them. I've got one group that was made in back in the early or the late 90s with Jordan.
No. I don't want a Jordan. I want a one of a player that didn't amount to shit.
In this same stack of cards, there's players in there. And it's one of these rare things, but the whole set never got worth anything. So to answer your question, yes, there are examples of that. I can easily find them for you and send them. You know, I can't go off the top of my head right now, but yes, the answer to your question is yes.
So
here the guy I panned out as cards worth money.
They've made rookie cards where there was only one of those cards ever made.
I can't say one, but limited. See, limited, which okay. could be like 100.
All right.
The one I have is like 50 to 100 in these sets.
All right.
Because you had to. So not one, I can't say that because I don't see any reason, like you're saying,
right.
why would they make one of somebody? But somebody who's up and coming who didn't pan out, yes, those have been made,
okay.
to my recollection.
I mean, yeah.
All right, a feel-good
Go ahead.
Feel-good story for the week before we sign off. 107, it's from your home state, TJ. They're tough in Minnesota. Tilly Dybing, she's 107 years old. She survived COVID.
Wow.
Love it.
Unbelievable. It. That's... That's amazing. And that goes back to kind of what we're talking about, too, because it affects everybody differently. And
yes,
I mean, I know 30-year-olds who barely made it through. And for someone to make it at, you know, 100-plus years old, I don't know what she eats for breakfast, but give me some of that.
It's all good. Here's the interesting thing, too. She was alive and she was 5 years old during the 1918 flu pandemic.
Wow.
She's been through it all. She's from the toughest generation in the world. We all know what that generation is. And have proven right here. Good for her.
How many people are alive for multiple pandemics like that? You know what I mean? Let alone to survive one into their hundreds. That's crazy.
I don't know, but I love seeing that. All right, everybody. It's the week before Christmas week. We will be back next week with our Christmas show.
Oh, what are you guys getting people? What's the one thing that's eluded you? Are you buying the boys anything, Bruce?
Here's the thing. I was going to ask you guys this too. I can't go to the store. I don't want to go to the store to buy gifts. Obviously, online buying is there. I think this year is going to be the first year that I'm not going to be sending out, and please understand this, you two guys, I'm not going to be sending out the gifts. We're not going to be going to the work to go to the post office and do everything we normally do. I'm going to wish you both a very Merry Christmas. You'll probably hear from me on something else before Christmas. But right now, cards going out, gifts going out are going to be, and it's more about my immediate family right now. It's about us being together, surviving this pandemic, and my best wishes to my friends and other loved ones out there will be either in the form of phone call, Zoom call, more of a personalized touch this year. The kids, I think it's time for, and I know I don't think they're going to be listening to the show, but I think it's time for college education donations and, you know, things for them. I want to give them money to buy something for themselves, buy something they really want, unless I can find it out. Otherwise, it's going to be a college donation gift. For their future.
That's great.
Yeah. Sammy.
Yeah.
What's up? Let us know because we're signing off.
Okay. I love you. That's it. I love you too, PJ.
I love you too. And do I need to get you a set of spoons for Christmas, Sammy?
I have plenty.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
We're full of them. Thank you.
Trying to figure it out. I was going to get you. Would a sterling silver spoon be any better?
Can I have a gold one, please?
Oh, I'm sure you would love that one for sure. Okay.
But follow me, Sam's Pajama Party on Instagram, The Single Life on Twitter, and Sammy Phillips on Facebook. That's it.
Fantastic. And TJ, what do you want for Christmas? A new pillow or new couch cushions?
I mean, hand sanitizer if I ever go to Sam's house and need to use a railing.
To your house and see the center of your couch having dents in it, I'm going to wonder what kind of party you had the night before.
I got what I wanted, guys. My wife was able to score me a PlayStation 5, which are incredibly hard to find. So I was very happy for that. But, as far as... promotional things to get people excited for. Obviously, you got a UFC coming up on Saturday, but on Sunday, live on UFC Fight Pass, I'll be in Cancun, Mexico for Eddie Bravo's Combat Jiu-Jitsu Worlds. It is all about the female flyweights coming up on Sunday, a one-night 16-woman tournament where we will crown a new CJJ World Flyweight Champion. So hopefully people will check that out Sunday live on Fight Pass.
Oh, that's great. I just saw Victor at the UFC last week, and I forgot to ask him about EBI, but very, very cool. For me, I had my last show of UFC last week. Got to say real quick, amazing main event between Figueiredo and Moreno.
Oh, best fight ever at 125, Bruce. Unbelievable.
Total contender for fight of the year. Total contender for fight of the year. No question. Yeah,
for me, Zhang Weili and Joanna will still get that nod, yeah. But Moreno and Figueiredo, this fight, in a lot of ways, while I don't think it will win fight of the year in my book, it was a fight that was, you know, very much needed for this 125-pound weight class. When you look at, you know, what this division's gone through over the last few years, Demetrius Johnson, you know, dropping the belt to Henry Cejudo and DJ leaving the promotion, and then, you know, Henry hanging up the gloves. There was a lot of concern, at least on my side, of whether or not the 125-pound class had staying power. And, you know, you're only as good as the people that represent your division as far as champions are concerned, and a champion is only as good as their main rival. And Brandon Moreno and Davison Figueiredo for 25 minutes put on a fight for the ages, and I can't wait for a rematch in 2021, and that just means the flyweight division will continue to grow and become stronger. And if people didn't watch this on pay-per-view, go back and check it out now, but also get ready for really what should be one of the most anticipated rematches in championship history coming up here between those two men.
Yeah, without question. And I got to give matchmaker Mick Maynard a little credit for basically saving the flyweight division and making it what it is today. Also, too, that was last week. That was my last show. I'll be back for the shows in January. I'll be doing all three of them, wherever they may be when they are announced. This weekend is a very hot card. Jose Aldo coming back, fighting Marlon Vera. Stephen Thompson in the main event against Jeff Neal. You've got Bilal Muhammad and Diego Lima, but Bilal Muhammad just tested for COVID. He will not be fighting this weekend, so he's out. They put 15 fights on this card, and that's definitely a barn burner. So Greg Hardy and Marcin Tybura, there's some really good names on this card.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's very exciting. Yeah, I'll be glued to that. I'll be watching it myself, enjoying it from the comfort of my home. And listen, Sammy.
Yes.
Maybe back next week for our Christmas show, and I'll let you know. Love that.
Yeah.
Get your Christmas hat ready if we do. And love you very much, honey. You be safe this week and have a good week, and wish you all the best. And I will talk to you soon.
Wipe down that banister, Sam. Come on. Jeez.
I don't have a banister.
Oh, okay.
I do have a chair.
Okay, here we go. Oh, there you go. Okay. And the note on a high note, a high chair. Hi, TJ. Go ahead. What's up?
No, that's it. Follow me on Twitter at TJ DeSantis. Check out Extra Rounds. Just doing a show actually later today with Eddie Bravo and Chael Sonnen. We'll talk about the wonderful art of submission fighting. And, you know, with Eddie, who knows what the hell we'll talk about. It might be thought-provoking. It might be mind-numbing, but it's always fun. So check that out. Extra Rounds available on the UFC Fight Pass Facebook page or anytime on Fight Pass.
Very cool. And have a good time at that. TJ, stay safe, and we'll all talk next week. Everybody, I want to recommend a movie called Fat Man with Mel Gibson. It's an amazing turn on Santa Claus. This is not what to be expected. I'm just going to tell you, if you get a chance, catch the movie Fat Man. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Perfect.
With that being said, I've got a lot of work to do, Puncher's Chance to sell, things to get out. I've gotten cameo orders during the show in the last hour. I got a lot of filming today to do. Keep sending your videos and your audios, your Christmas videos and requests into BruceBuffer.com. I'm there to serve you. Your wish is my command. With that being said, I will be back next week. Sammy, love you. TJ, always a pleasure. All right, everybody. Be a role model to your sphere of influence. Practice your safety and protocol. Set your goals. Write them down. Learn about them. So when you set on that path, you are the best you can be. By being the best you can be, that means you're winning. Whether you're number one, number 10, or number two, be the best you can be and you're winning. And above all, now is the time to become the best physically and mentally you can as we come out of this pandemic to be stronger than ever. End the year strong to start the year strong if you are a successful achiever individual. Me, I'm an overachiever. You want to follow me? Go for it. You want to stay with me? Go for it. Bottom line is just be the best you can be. Be who you are. And that is what you're doing, serving yourself, happy and loving yourself so you can be happy and love the people around you. Happy holidays, everybody. Enjoy this beautiful day, this beautiful life. Stay safe. Love you all. Big cheers. No fears forever. Buffer out.